Nick Healy for breakfast on 2SER 107.3.
Well, look, if you're a Sydney Heritage buff, or even if you've just been dipping in and out of the news a little, you're well aware of the fight to save Sydney's Sirius building in the rocks from demolition. Last week, the Sirius won a major reprieve in the courts when the New South Wales government's 2016 decision to block the building's heritage listing was ruled invalid. So has the Sirius been saved, or are there still troubles ahead for this very unique social housing building? Well, Tim Ross is a renowned Aussie broadcaster, also a lover of great design, and a Save Our Sirius campaigner. Tim, good morning, mate.
G'day, buddy. Good to talk to you.
Good to talk to you. So, are we calling this a victory, or is it just a temporary reprieve?
Well, it's a bit of both, to be honest. I suppose the technical thing is that the court decided that the government erred in the way that it made its decision within the spirit of the Heritage Act. So the government has that decision that it wasn't going to be heritage listed has been overruled by the courts. And then they have to make the judgment again, actually using the way the legislation is sort of slated. They could do the same thing. My feeling is they won't. The public sentiment has changed remarkably. I think they thought they could just sort of say goodbye to this building without anyone caring. But I suppose one of the things that's happened over the year and a half, 2 years, I suppose, of fighting for the building is that everyone's come out of the woodwork and said, I understand this building, or I love this building, or more to the point, I understand why it's important to save it. So you might not think it's the most beautiful building in the world, but you should be able to understand that the reason we save buildings is not for today or for tomorrow, but it's for 50 years, 100 years, and this building is a very significant building in the history of Sydney.
It felt like the government just was completely blindsided by how many people were willing to go into bat for it.
Yeah, I think it's pretty easy to sit around and say, well, we think it's ugly and I've asked all my friends and they think it's ugly, so who cares? It's really easy to be dismissive this is sort of fight that's going on against, you know, I hate modernist buildings, or for the way the treasurer looks at it and says, well, I don't get it. I hate all that stuff. So therefore I want to knock it down. And that probably pretty much sits with the mentality of lots of people who think the way of progress is knocking everything over and building new things, or I don't get it, so it's not important to me. And the reason these buildings are attractive to us, and it's also the same reason we travel, we want things to transport us somewhere. So if you give Sirius a chance and you go and have a look at it, I don't know anyone who hasn't been moved by it in some way. One of the reasons that we knew we were starting to win was that there's this Philip room that's inside the building, and it's a multi-purpose social room that's been there since, you know, they built it in the late 1970s. And it's absolutely stunning. And people I know that aren't architecture fans and never really understood or thought much about the building have gone inside and said, oh, my God, this reminds me of being inside the Opera House. It's that ornate and that beautiful in many ways. And that room's in perfect condition. It's in its original condition, original carpet, original furniture and artwork, and it's been beautifully looked after. And the government knew that people were being drawn to it, and we were doing all these tours on the weekends with the original architect. And so they blacked out the windows to stop people from looking inside to seeing how nice it is. So, I mean, this is sort of petty, ridiculous behaviour by the government and just sort of essentially just shitting on people's views and voters' views of a building that's been part of our landscape for quite a long period of time. And a building that they're happy to get knocked over and then replaced with God knows what, which we've got certainly don't have any say on.
Well, their big call was that selling the Sirius would help build hundreds more social housing flats in New South Wales. Did you buy that argument at all?
Oh, not at all. We're talking about the New South Wales government. We're not talking about, you know, John and Joan who live next door who have to wait until they sell their house before they go and take the risk on buying another one. I mean, they wanted to build those apartments, or they could have done it now. They've got $5 billion sitting in the bank, or money's so cheap at the moment anyway. They should be spending money on infrastructure all over the place for the future. So this idea that if they don't sell that, people will never get their houses, is just ridiculous. And it's the same way. And, you know, the Treasurer is blaming a whole bunch of us, you know, in the Daily Telegraph for, you know, holding the state to ransom, like the state government, some poor victim, when, you know, a shitty comedian, a couple of architects and a 90-year-old woman, you know, come out the front of a court and go, oh, look, they're the bad guys. I mean, it's ridiculous. And I suppose when we talk about the victory and what's important is so many victories against the government are based on right-wing talk back firing up and going, and the government being too scared to back down. But what makes this victory really important is the Save Our Sirius crew teamed up with some very, very clever people, legal eagles. I had nothing to do with it. You can obviously tell by my, LA law-less type description of this. But what we did was we outsmarted them from a legal point of view, or they did, more to the point, our wonderful legal team. And it's embarrassed them. The judge was scathing in the way that the government has behaved. And there's a real arrogance to the decision. So this is, I don't care what the legislation says. We think the building's ugly, so we're going to knock it down. And I suppose the thing would be really important for your listeners to understand about the whole situation is that every major heritage body, whether it's the Heritage Department, the National Trust, or the Institute of Architects, everyone is universal in their belief that this building should be heritage listed. So the only people who don't think it is really is the government and a couple, a bunch of nutty people on Facebook who sort of hate things and want everything to be blown up.
So, Tim, what's next for the Save Our Sirius group? Are you guys staying vigilant? You said that you were going to be keeping an eye on what the government's next move might be.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think, people always say, how can I get involved? And we're obviously waiting to see what the government does next. And if they make the decision that they won't heritage list, that we certainly ramp up. But we're not stopping, trying to just continually... So I think the way that I look at it is to share the message about the importance of this building. It's historical importance, and it's like one building in a small period of time. So we've got 200 plus years of architecture in this city. And when you start removing, sections of a city that's only young, you're leaving this big gap. So when you knock this building down, it's like ripping out a whole section of our collective photo, burning a whole section of our collective photo albums. And so this building is not only historically significant and architecturally significant, where it sits in the landscape in terms of this is 200 years of history, and you're taking out one of our most significant, if not our most significant, brutalist building of that period. It's absolutely absurd. And if you look back at the history books, you can always see that I could show you a whole bunch of photos of buildings they've knocked down in Sydney over the last 100 years, and you just cry and you go, what were they thinking? And we continually make this mistake. So if we keep talking about it and being an important building, and the big one that I love and that we've been doing is this thing called Friday Night Sirius, where we continually just get people to come down on a Friday night, and rather than going and having their drinks at the local pub or wherever they go, bring your mates down to Sirius, have a few beers, we put on a sausage sizzle. We've always got someone playing some great music in terms of DJing, or someone putting on an interesting playlist. And then you just hang out and get to meet everyone and get to see the building, and then that changes people's minds, or you understand what the fuss is about, and then you walk away with a better understanding. And it's also a terrific night, and lots of people have been getting laid there, which I think is fantastic.
Tim Ross, congratulations to you and Save Our Sirius for a genuine Vox Populi victory, and thanks for chatting to Breakfast this morning.
Good to chat. Cheers, buddy. Thank you.
Thank you. Tim Ross there, well-known Aussie broadcaster, lover of great architectural design, and as we just heard, Save Our Sirius campaigner.